It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, do you love SEAL Team? I mean, SEAL Team is one of the greatest shows on TV, and it's going into its seventh and final season. That's going to be tough. We love it. Toni Trucks is on it. She stars as Lieutenant Lisa Davis, and she's with us here in the National Defense. Toni, how are you?
I'm doing so well this morning. Thank you, Randy.
Now, I cannot believe this is the seventh season. I mean, it just seems like, you know, I remember when we first started watching that, and, you know, this is perfect for our audience. Our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. And, you know, we would get regular notices about it from our audience. And that's one of the shows that, you know, there aren't many shows that portray military families and the private lives and everything else, but you guys do it so well. Can you believe it's been 7 years?
No, I can't. It feels like it's the longest, shortest time, you know.
It's wild,
but gosh, it's been such an incredible experience, and especially making your listeners proud is a feather in our cap.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. You know, you guys really get it right, and I know you. And we talked to David Boreanaz here before a couple of times about how important it is for you to really get all of the technical and logistical things about the SEAL Team right.
Absolutely, we keep a lot of tech advisors around, and they're there's 300 plus vets around us, and ex-special forces that are either, you know, tucked in the cast, in the writer's room, producers, and then in every other department. So at any given moment, I can look to my left or right and find someone that has been in similar spaces and say, what is the temperature here? How should I play this? And really help us with the details. We haven't always gotten it right, but I'd say we're about 95%.
Yeah, exactly. And when you get it wrong, you hear about it, I'm sure.
Boy, do we get fearful. I know your listeners give us a talking to when it's not right, but you know what? They keep us honest, and they're the ones we're trying to make proud. So we can take it on the chin if they've got good
notes. You don't hold your weapon like that. What are you doing?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got a lot of being out of grooming standards during season one, and I was like, you know what? The SEALs, newsflash, the SEALs are never in grooming standards.
We're talking to Tony Trux here, the National Defense Lieutenant Lisa Davis on SEAL Team 7th and final season on Paramount Plus. And take us back, Tony, to the first day that you found out that you were going to be joining this cast.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that was, it was almost 8 years ago now, with the actor strike and whatnot. So it was 7 seasons, 8 years. And that, I was so excited, nervous, but excited. You know, I didn't have any kind of working knowledge of the military, really. So I was kind of faking it at that moment, to create whoever Petty Officer Lisa Davis was. But I was excited to get in there and like do some basic training or do whatever I needed to do and just kind of absorb that world. So I was super, super, super excited and, to be around all the guys, you know, I've often been cast as like the one girl with the guys.
Right.
And so it was not, unfamiliar to me. And so I was like, I can lean into that, that ratio that happens in the military with men and women. And, I was just really, really so excited. I think I was trying to be a sponge at that moment. I was like, I am just need to soak up and learn as much as possible because we didn't have a lot of time, right? We started filming within 2 weeks of getting cast.
Oh, wow.
And so I was just trying to – I was in constant intake mode. I was just downloading everything that people were saying and really relying so much on the vets and tech advisors that were in my company to guide me, right?
Well, did you at any point during the first, couple of weeks, did you go, wait a minute, the guy that's leading the SEAL team is Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Did that conversation ever happen in your head?
Oh, my gosh. I think a sidebar, you know, maybe when they were looking, absolutely. That's the fun part. You know, actually, it was really exciting to see somebody that had, like, been in, you know, sci-fi spaces, right? And
right.
Then coming over to do something like this. I love kind of zooming out and seeing the expanse of someone's career.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're talking to Tony Trux here on the National Defense, plays Lisa Davis, of course, on SEAL Team. And, you know, this role that you've played all these seasons, pretty physical. And I just wonder, have you had any injuries?
Does pregnancy count as an injury?
Oh, that's right. That's another little obstacle.
You know, right. The guys obviously carrying all that gear for these past 7 seasons your listeners will, you know, empathize. Definitely their bodies have been rocked much more than mine. You know, I'm in spaces where I'm, you know, monitoring drone footage and doing comms and, you know, giving speeches and stuff like that most of the time. But when I have found myself, through a series of unfortunate events on the mission, I haven't been injured, but it's funny that the season that I was the most physical to date, I was tackling people, going undercover, axe throwing, like just wild stuff, was the season that I was very, very pregnant.
Of course.
And I'm like, hey guys, this is the season.
I bet you could do the emotional scenes very easily, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It really tap into that. But I loved any opportunity that I got to be, you know, boots on the ground, as they say. So those are the times that I really loved it. I was like, put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
Well, and your character, this is so cool. I mean, you talk about Petty Officer Lisa Davis and now Lieutenant. I mean, you have gone from, you know, packing up the gear to all of a sudden now you're in the corporate, you know, all these big decision-making meetings, and you're saying, hey, you – shut up. I'm going to tell you what to do. And I love that. I mean, that's the other thing, Tony, that you've got a little extra added pressure, I think, on your shoulders as far as the military goes, because just you mentioned it. I mean, the ratio between men and women, and you're the only female series regular, and for you to have that on you, you've got to get some pretty cool email from the females in the military, right?
Yeah, listen, I wish I got even more. I mean, listen, I think what is the number? You probably know better than me, but I think women are about 21%, make up 21% of the military, roughly.
Almost exactly right. Yes, right there.
It's in that realm, right? So I definitely felt a big responsibility to get these stories, get this story right. And there was times when I went to the writers when Davis was maybe was having a downswing or struggling in her job, and I was like, no, we can't have Davis struggle. I was like, you're only telling one of these stories, so I need her to be a badass all the time,
right,
every day.
Right.
And, you know, the writers, you know, he had a little bit of a pushback, but he was like, you know, we trust me on this story. We need to see that struggle so that we can really celebrate when there's the wins. But it's just extremely protective of these because all of the women in the military that, and they are all navigating male-dominated spaces and just kicking butt. And they're all my muses. And so I feel such a protective energy towards these stories being told. They're not told as readily as a SEAL story may be told. So I really want to get it right. I really want to have that be a superhero story, you know? And luckily for me, over the course of the 7 years, our showrunner, Spencer Hudnut, really was really committed to showing the expanse of the female experience in the military. So I got to do a lot of different things and have a lot of different chapters with that journey.
That is so cool. Well, Tony, you do such a great job. It's a great show. SEAL Team, seventh and final season on Paramount. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the image of the military, and just continued great success.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Randy. I so enjoyed talking to you, and thank you to your listeners. I really hope they enjoy this final season, and buckle up. We'll be here for more.
And in honor of National Suicide Prevention Month, which is September, we're going to tell you all about a brand new app that was developed by the Marine Corps to monitor holistic health and combat readiness of Marines. It's called Cirrus. You know, Marines risk their lives to protect their country, but some of the warfighters deal with a range of social, financial, or mental health concerns when they return home. This could lead to the Marine experiencing personal issues that compromise their overall health and combat readiness. In 2020, Marine Corps Systems Command deployed an application designed to help commanders and their leadership team monitor behavioral changes among Marines. Command Individual Risk and Resiliency Assessment System, or CIRIS, is a common access card-enabled software application that stores a Marine's personal information, such as health, social, educational, and family data, in a secure electronic environment for a commander's awareness. CIRIS enables commanders to maintain a holistic view of the Marine's overall health and combat readiness from a single, secure source. According to Mary Feltz, project officer for CIRIS, she says CIRIS is a system built by the Marine Corps for the Marines. The Marine Corps Chain of Command is responsible for supporting the overall well-being and combat readiness of their Marines, but CIRIS assists them in accomplishing this mission. CIRIS tracks indicators that could affect performance or welfare. This information might include mental health, relationship issues, alcohol or drug-related offenses, and more. Commanders leverage this data to assign risk scores and send automated alerts to leadership of at-risk personnel. The goal of CIRIS is to provide commanders with relevant information to be used to increase the overall wellness of the Marines. If a Marine is dealing with a serious personal struggle, commanders and their leadership staff can develop a mitigation plan that might include counseling or other professional assistance. CIRIS is the result of an unprecedented amount of suicides among Marines as forces were returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Many Marines grappled with anxiety, PTSD, and depression, which affected their personal lives and work performance. Major Indigo Gregory, company commander with Headquarters Battalion Training and Education Command, Marine Corps Base Quantico, oversees about 500 Marines and has participated in several force preservation councils over his career. He began using CIRIS in November of 2020. He said, when I first heard about CIRIS, I was eager to see it implemented within the battalion and more specifically within my company. He said the application is easy to employ, has been a valuable tool in the preservation and holistic readiness of those in his company. He raved about how this at-your-fingertips tool provides commanders with a holistic view on readiness rather than just for training purposes. He says, I think the application overall will benefit Marines, but more specifically, it will benefit commanders. Cirrus is a valuable tool in assessing Marines and will benefit the Marine Corps for many years to come. For additional information about Cirrus, Marine Corps commanders can contact the Marine Corps Manpower and Reserve Affairs Marine and Family Programs Division. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like Whirlpool. Enhance your kitchen with quality and convenience from Whirlpool, like the freestanding electric range with built-in air fryer and the tall tub dishwasher with third rack, all available at the Home Depot. Right now, shop Labor Day savings up to $1,500 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Oscar winner Hillary Swank is with us. We're so happy to have her on the program today. Of course, you know her from Million Dollar Baby, P.S. I Love You, The Black Dahlia. She's been in so many great things, and now she's in another great movie called Ordinary Angels, which is out now. Hillary, how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I just talked to your producer a couple of days ago, Andy Irwin.
Andy's wonderful.
Oh, man, he and his brother are some of my favorite people, and they are producing some great work. How did you get involved with this project?
I was sent this project about 2-3 months after my dad passed. And my dad being one of my most favorite people in the whole world, this just resonated deeply with me. It would have been my, hands down, the favorite movie I did. I mean, my dad's favorite movie of mine. And the movie dealing with the need for a donor transplant. Obviously, my dad was a lung transplant recipient, so there were a lot of deep kind of resonating things that brought me and made me think of my dad in this film.
I mean, so it sounds like this movie really did kind of find you, right?
It totally found me. I feel like if an angel in heaven could send something, it would. My dad sent me this script.
Oh, man, that's so cool. We're talking to Hilary Swank here on the National Defense, the new movie, Ordinary Angels. And it's funny, you know, I talked to Andy before about his casting selections. I mean, obviously, you know, if you could get Hilary Swank, you're going to get Hilary Swank. But I asked him before because, you know, all of their movies are faith-based and they're all true stories. And I said, so Andy, when you're casting, do your actors have to be believers? Do they have to be Christians? And he said, no, they just have to be open to it. And, you know, while you were filming this, did you kind of go through this with a different sense of purpose?
Well, I feel like my purpose is to be a storyteller that unites people through film. It's just been this thing. It's such a gift that I feel like I was blessed to do, and then to get roles like this that are a reminder of how similar we all are, and you know, how we need to come together and help one another and find good in another human, and whether we're flawed, and to find it in our hearts to help one another, and why we're here, you know, what's mm-hmm. our purpose, and all of that. And I look back and I see the trajectory of the choices I've made in my career, and they're all kind of connected
right.
in that.
Right.
You know, so for me, that is definitely, I'm very, very spiritual, and so every time I get an opportunity to tell a story, that impacts me in that way and reminds me of that.
It's so funny, too, how this story came about. I mean, it's a true story, but it got to Andy from Meg Tilly and, of all people, Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
That's so remarkable.
I know. It's so funny. You never know where the next blessing is going to happen.
Right. Yeah, we're talking to Hilary Swank here in the National Defense, the new movie, Ordinary Angels. And you play this, she is just like a hellion. I mean, this Sharon from Kentucky, who is a struggling hairdresser in a small town, and she becomes the champion of this movie. And you did such a great job in portraying every part of her. And Andy said the same thing. It's just basically, we gave it to Hilary, and she made it her own.
Mm, what a nice compliment.
Yeah, so nice. And I want to ask you about
I was just going to say, when you play someone like Sharon, you know, it's like your job is practically done for you. She's full of color. She wears her heart on her sleeve. She's bigger than life. She comes in, and she just like, lives it up in every single way.
Absolutely. Well, and you do that in all of your films. I mean, that's why you're such a great great actor. Million Dollar Baby was such a great movie. What was it like working with Clint Eastwood?
It was like a dream come true. It was like a dream in and of itself. Like a dream meaning like, did it really happen? It's just, you know, he's one of the most extraordinary humans. He's obviously such a talent. He's fun and funny and witty, and he's everything that you can imagine.
That's so cool. Hilary Swank is on with us, your National Defense. Hilary, thank you so much for the time. The new film, Ordinary Angels, in theaters now, and continued great success.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A Myrtle Beach area staple that has helped support veterans is in jeopardy of closing. Lou Mascherino and his staff opened the first Veterans Cafe location in Myrtle Beach 15 years ago. It has since moved to Secaste, but now they're fighting to keep the lights on. Mascherino explained the rents doubled last year after new owners took over the building. He said he's also been battling some health conditions that aren't letting him run the cafe like he used to. Because of that, he said he may have to close the cafe in October. Mascherino said one thing that has remained a constant in his restaurant is the full community support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
May I first say thanks to all the servicemen and women out there. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, we got Trump on the line. No, not that Trump. This is Fred.
The good one.
Fred C. Trump III. Right here with us on the National Defense's new book, All in the Family, The Trumps and How We Got This Way. And you're the nephew of Donald, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. When people run for office, you don't typically think, how is that going to affect their families? But when it's an office of the president and every single second you see them on television or on the news, it's got to affect your family. And you grew, I mean, you were a part of all of that, right?
Oh, yeah. I was right there. I was close to Donald when I was a kid. He was the first one to put a golf club in my hand. So, For anybody that's ever written a book about Donald, no one knows him better than I do, personally.
Oh, yeah.
From his school years to his business career to his political career. You know, this book was written not as a journalistic thing or as a research paper. This was stories that are emboldened and embedded in my brain.
I like the Washington Post calls it, a dishy portrait of generations of the Trump family is chronically toxic, narcissistic, conniving, and cruel. I mean, is that pretty accurate?
There were some good times in there, but yeah, my grandfather was a very driven guy, and he really set the tone for, you know, pitting one child against another, another. And it, of course, dribbled down to my generation. There were three of us, actually, in my generation, my cousin David and my sister Mary. I've tried desperately not distance myself, because that's impossible, but to lead a different type of life. I was in the rough and tumble real estate world of New York for 35 years, but, you know, I just tried to maintain good friendships and, just separate myself as much as I possibly could.
We're talking to Fred C. Trump III here on the National Defense. The book is All in the Family, The Trumps and How We Got This Way. And, Fred, that's got to be something that you walk into a Starbucks and you say your name. I mean, that's people that just snap their heads around, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because there's my oldest friend, a guy named Michael Siegel. We've known each other since 1968. And it was when we were writing the book, I said to myself, I wonder if people, what they thought about my family. You know, I didn't realize how wealthy my grandfather was. And I said, Mike, did you guys know? And he goes, yeah, we all knew, but I was me, Fred, the third, if you will, was just sort of the nice, quiet guy. I had no idea. Back then, you could say, you know, you mentioned Donald's name. Yeah, you know, big brass balls on the guy.
Right.
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't know if I can say that.
Exactly.
But now there's no gray area. You hate them,
right,
or you love them.
Right.
And
that's
it. I mean, just to use your Starbucks example, a couple of years ago, I walked into my local pharmacist and, you know, I said, hi, prescription for Trump. And a woman turns to me, are you related? I say, yeah. He's disgusting. You must be so ashamed. I'm like, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, now, Fred, age-wise, when you talk about generations, how old are you compared to Donald?
He's 17 years older than I am.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, that has to be just, the topic everywhere you go, when people find out who you are, which is probably, you know, some of the reason you wrote this book. But give us an example of Thanksgiving at the Trumps.
Well, I think I made waves in my first interview. It seems like 2 years ago, but it was about a month ago when I said, look, every family is complicated. And that's true. I mean, every family has their issues. Every family has that crazy uncle at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Right.
My uncle just happens to be a Tom crazy.
That's funny. Yeah, I can imagine some of those discussions. And you said, you talk about competitive. You said anytime you guys got together, it was always a competition, right?
Always, yeah. And unnecessarily so. You know, my dad, who I write extensively about in the book, again, from just pure memory, my dad was a very caring guy. And he wanted no part of the competition. My father did not want to be part of the family business, but Donald, you know, continued. Mean him and all that. I'm like, well, you know, looking back, what was the point of it? But that's just the way Donald has turned out. I will, speaking about the two of them right now, someone asked if Donald had a nickname back then. And I honestly don't remember any particular nickname. Although my father, I remember one time going into a card store for Mother's Day and my dad bought two cards. And I said, well, who's the second one for? And he goes, well, that's for your Uncle Donald. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, he's a mother.
He's the other mother. We're talking to Fred C. Trump III here on The National Defense. The book is All in the Family, The Trumps and How He Got This Way. So you've been to the White House, I assume?
About a dozen times, yes.
Really? Really? And tell me about the first time.
It was about 3 months after inauguration. Inauguration was really cool, by the way.
I'll bet.
It's something I will never forget. I was able to bring my two older children and my wife. And just a quick, if you don't mind, a quick anecdote. Sitting behind me was Senator John McCain.
Oh, wow.
And right behind me. And after the service was over, the inauguration was over, I said, kids, I want to introduce you to someone. And I said, Senator McCain, I'm Fred Trump. This is my wife, Lisa, my children, Andrea and Christopher. I said, kids, I rarely use this word because I think it's just been cheapened over the years. This is a genuine American hero.
Absolutely.
Basically saying whatever Donald said to you, sir,
yep,
it certainly ain't coming from me. So about 3 months after my aunt, two aunts had similar birth dates, so we all went down, and that was the first time I was in the White House. And, you know, it doesn't get tired to go down there. And the Oval Office is, you know, what can you say?
Sure.
It's historic, and
sure,
it's crazy. In the 12 times I was there, I think every single time something crazy happened. So.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that. And the other thing, Fred, I mean, you probably spent the last, 10 years just apologizing for him?
You know, I guess being from Queens, New York, you have your radar open
right,
for everything. So I have to kind of judge where people are coming from. And as I said before, there's
right,
no gray area. So if someone says he sucks, I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks very much. And if they say, hey, he's great, I'm like, yeah, okay, you know, rock on. You know, but I'm not going to change your mind. So
right,
what's
right,
the point?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The good news is my kids, my older kids are kind of one, as they say, one level below, so they don't get it that much. Although my son got it, we went to Lehigh University, as did my dad, so he got it every now and then.
Oh, man. I mean, talk about a name to carry around. We're talking to Fred C. Trump III here on The National Defense. And thank you for what you said about John McCain. It is, he is certainly a hero, always will be.
Oh.
And, you know, especially there are some things that Donald Trump has said that get in the way of the military. And, you know, it's just too bad because we always say on this show the one thing that we can all agree on is to support the troops. That's the
yeah,
one thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And what there's another situation in the book where, as I think you know, my young son has complex disabilities. Mm. So when Donald mocked that reporter in 2015, not only was that disgusting, but the reaction of the crowd was laughter. Mm. And that's what also bothered me about the Senator McCain is how many people jumped on Donald's bag and went, yeah, you know, maybe he
right,
wasn't a hero. What are you? You're out of your mind.
Right, right.
I mean, if there weren't John McCain's of this world, there might not, you know, Donald keeps saying, well, you won't have a country. Yeah, we won't have a country if we don't have guys like John McCain and the servicemen and women that are serving right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Donald, and by the way, Donald doesn't give a pardon my French.
Right.
He does.
I mean, you can tell. We're talking to Fred C. Trump III here on The National Defense. The book is All in the Family, The Trumps and How He Got This Way. Do you do a Donald impression?
Well, I've been working on one lately because people say, "What do you've seen him all these decades. What are you thinking now?" And, you know, I'm one of those people that understand that, you know, when you're the president, you come out looking different. So I never watched The Apprentice, but I know what the tagline is. So what I've been saying now is he's tired. He's tired.
Any predictions for November?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris. I will campaign on her behalf if I'm asked. I am a very right now, if I've got a national platform, I am advocating for the disabled community. And I will hold the Harris campaign's feet to the fire on that. And there's an anecdote in the book. I think you know that when I was talking with Donald about a year or so ago and mentioned my son William, he said, you know what, he doesn't recognize you. Let him die and move to Florida. So
what?
I'm hoping folks that
what?
That read the book. Yeah.
So he's he's crazy in private, too.
It was,
wow.
You know, as I say, to say that about any human being
right.
is just off the charts. But to say it about your own grandnephew and Donald's never met William before. Never. William's 25. Donald never met him, never asked to meet him. So, you know, Donald hates to be labeled a loser. Donald's the big loser for not getting to know William.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I never thought we'd have a sensible Trump on this show. It's so good to talk to you, Fred. Thank you so much taking the time.
And listen, the only Trump who was ever served was my dad was in ROTC at Lehigh University and was in the Air National Guard.
Oh, man.
Voluntarily.
That's
voluntarily.
Cool. That's cool. All in the family, the Trumps and how we got this way is out now. Thank you so much, Fred.
I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances, like the LG Smart Top Load Washer with easy unload angled front so you can reach every last sock. Right now, get up to $1,500 off select appliances in-store and online with Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, jet skis, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor at 530-223-1300. And you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Our host, Randy Miller, certainly experienced that. He went down to Texas
Hung out with a lot of good Ford people there at the Bronco. Was it the Bronco Rodeo off or off
yeah,
rodeo? Off rodeo. There we go. Ford would be better.
Proud to Honor one.
Yeah. They had both of those. Really enjoyed it. But we're always looking forward towards new innovations with the Bronco. I've through my local Ford dealer have had a Bronco when I had to take my car in for some service, and they're like, "Here, why don't you try this? Got a Bronco Sport." As a guy who's been really loving the new Explorer, there's a lot to like about the Bronco, and there's so many different trim packages. How many total, you know, and I know ordering a vehicle, especially, I mean, you go to Ford's website, you could build your car basically from, you know, whatever base model package you've got, then you could throw in all the bells and whistles, but from just a standard trim package, how many different types of Broncos can customers look forward to in 2025?
Yeah, so with the Bronco Sport specifically, which is the refreshed product that I'm working on to launch, we'll have our five trims, which are the Big Bend, which you then get the Heritage and Freewheeling model off of that, and then Outer Banks and Badlands. But I think the most exciting updates we're bringing with 2025 are the Sasquatch package. Mm-hmm. So that package that customers can currently buy on the two-door and the four-door Bronco. We're bringing that incredible capability and adapting that for the Bronco Sport customer.
Let's go in a little more on that high-performance package known as the Sasquatch. You know, you got the trademark there behind it. You know, Ford has put a lot in there with, you know, you have the goat, you know, go over any type of terrain sort of knob there. But if someone has a Bronco with the Sasquatch off-road package, what can they expect performance-wise?
Yeah, it's incredible. So we actually offer that package on two of our series. So you get it on the Badlands, and you can also get it on the Outer Banks. So looking at the Badlands, you're getting suspension upgrades. So our Haas, the high-performance off-road stability suspension that you can get on the full-size Bronco, you're getting the 3.0 upgrade when you get the Badlands Sasquatch. That also comes with Bilstein rear shocks or position-sensitive dampers, which really elevates the suspension travel that you get. And then you get an upgraded cooling fan. And what that's all about is enabling you to drive faster off-road. Where the Badlands Sasquatch feels most at home is on sandy dunes, hot sandy dunes. You can have an absolute blast doing that. And we've also just upgraded all-around protection on the vehicle. You'll get steel-plated bumpers, a front brush guard, steel bash plate, steel underbody skid plates. So we've got a ton of rugged toughness to protect customers while they're doing that off-road driving so that they can come home at the end of the weekend and drive it during the week. It's
and
a ton of fun.
Head to the coffee shop where you may not have to be on loose shifting sand, depending
exactly
on, you
right.
know, the people who designed the Starbucks drive-thru by my house over here, though, I think need to be flogged with rotten sausage the way that they put this thing together. But, and you know, being able to go off-road and flipping around behind the, you know, the giant grocery getter in front of you might be handy. One of the things about the Bronco market that I think Ford had to know from the get-go before even re-releasing it is that the customer that buys the Bronco cannot get enough of the accessories. Like, the amount of accessories you guys have sold for the Bronco, it's got to be leading all the models in the Ford family, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our truck customers definitely accessorize a ton. But, yes, Bronco and Bronco Sport buyers want to make it their own. They customize, they accessorize, and a lot of the updates we're bringing with 2025 are to make that easier. So two of the cool things on the interior, one are auxiliary switches. So we're bringing that to Bronco Sport. So if customers want to install things like light bars or other electronics on the outside of the vehicle, it's pre-wired auxiliary switches that then you can control from within. And then we also added an accessories bin at the top of the dash right behind our large screen. There's some USB ports in there, and there's also some areas where you can hook up and dash mount, for example, a GoPro, mm-hmm. so you can record yourself as you're ripping it off-road. So some cool stuff inside, all trying to get customers, make it easier for them to accessorize.
Well, you beat me to the punch on the interior because, you know, as important as performance is, you know, customers are obviously, I mean, hell, we were just talking to a representative from Lincoln about the new Navigator and how they have scent now incorporated in the cabin. Mm. You can pick the scent you want. And I said, I've had cars that don't smell good. Well, they certainly smell at least. But, you know, the Bronco is just such a kind of it's a fun, small SUV. And I think if people haven't had a chance to drive one around, they certainly do. Do you have a favorite trim package to the Bronco? If you could only drive one until the 2026 comes out, which one would it be?
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat the Badlands Sasquatch. I mean, that it's just unbelievable what that thing can do. We were out just this past week doing some testing, and it is an absolute blast. But I got to say, though, it's the updates we're bringing for 2025 aren't all just capability. We brought a ton of modernization and technology updates on the inside. So we got a big 13.2-inch center screen, which is now largest in its class, mm-hmm. a fully digital cluster that we borrowed from the Bronco Raptor, now in Bronco Sports. We got wireless CarPlay, wireless Android Auto, a wireless charging pad, and all that standard starting with that entry-level Big Bend. So we really elevated the driving experience, not just off-road, but on-road as well.
Well, I know when we had that loner Bronco, I actually had two different ones. I had a Sport and then had a Badlands and liked them both. My kids were really upset. You know, the way that the car industry has kind of had to reshape itself due to technology with those giant displays. You know, you have these companies now that the entire front dash is a display. I'm like, where's the airbag come out of this thing? It just pops through the screen. But the animation that your engineers did of the rocks forming together into the Bronco logo, my kids asked me if I could put that in my Explorer. And I said, probably, but I'd probably be breaking some kind of, you know, trade law with Ford. I want to keep Ford happy with me. So, yeah, it's just, you know, the amount of stuff that you guys have crammed into the interior and the exterior, very impressive. When can customers start to see these 2025s in the showroom?
Ordering actually opens up this Monday, August 26th. So you can head to the dealer and submit orders for all of these. Sasquatch will start delivering in early 2025, and the rest of the lineups will start to see in dealer showrooms closer to the end of 2024.
Now, I know people who have, you know, ordered Broncos, and especially the first year it came out, and there was enough popularity. It's a good problem to have. There was a weight with them. I know which is the hardest, what's the most difficult package to actually get your hands on? I know some people were really excited about the Maverick package, you know, is the Raptor, which is the least common if I want to be super, you know, unique with my Bronco?
Honestly, the team's done great work in freeing up and a lot of our constraints from a capacity standpoint. And our dealers have done a really great job in ordering those high demand configurations and stocking their inventories with that. So I got to say, if you're wanting a Bronco Sport, there's one for you out there, because the team's worked really, really hard from all those learnings that you mentioned in 2021 to get to where we are today to meet that demand.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have, you know, to have people that are excited about stuff. You know, you ask some of our American motorcycle manufacturers about their production and stuff. So really appreciate your time. Again, we like to thank Mike Weller, Bronco Sport Marketing Manager, for joining us on the show today. And can't wait to see the new 2025s out on the highways and byways.
Yeah, me too. Really excited. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam?
The How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.